Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to Pacific Beer Chat. I'm Mike.
And I'm Warren.
And I'm Jordan.
All right. We are going to do a little trip to Kamloops. Woo-hoo! So you can go up to the Thompson Valley. It's beside the Okanagan. It's a little bit of a hop, skip, and a jump. It's a shitty hop, skip, and a jump in the wintertime. Fly there. They have two whole gates at their airport. They got Air Canada and a WestJet. That's it.
Really? I've never flown into Kamloops.
You only go there for work, I think, because it's not a great airport.
That's funny.
I got family up there, and I don't go often.
Yeah.
Is the airport on the north side of the river?
Yes, okay. It's on the North Shore, yeah.
The old end of town.
So we're going to have some beers here from Alchemy Brewing.
Never heard of them.
Which is a brew pub. Their food is really good.
Really?
Red Collar Brewing, which was one of the first ones there. And then also Iron Road Brewing.
I've had some of their stuff. Yeah. It's pretty good.
So from Alchemy, we're going to have a Chocolatology. It's a chocolate and coconut porter. Chocolate. And a huge crowler. Red Collar Brewing, we've got the Bob Was Buried, which is a red wine barrel-aged strong ale with blackberries.
What?
This is not fucking around. It's 10.5% alcohol.
Oh-wee.
And then from Iron Road, we've got their Crossing Pass Riesling Saison. It's a 5% alcohol beer. It is a collaboration between Iron Road and Harper's Trail. I'm assuming it's a winery maybe somewhere that grows grapes. I don't know.
Let me Google that for you.
And then Riesling. We also have the Iron Roads Brewing Black Lodge Schwartz beer, which is a fairly new beer from them.
Sounds good.
All right.
Is it called Harper's what?
Harper's Trail.
Harper's Trail is an estate winery.
There we go. Probably in the Kamloops Valley.
Somewhere around there.
Yeah, nailed it.
Cool.
Nailed it. Whoop. All right. Well, might as well start up with one of the newer breweries in town there.
Alchemy. Alchemy. Brand new to me. I've never heard of them. I didn't even have it marked on my map until seconds ago.
There you go.
I follow them.
Their food is really good. Their beers are pretty good. This was my favorite beer that I had there.
Okay.
I really enjoyed this one. They had some... Their IPAs weren't my favorite. They had a really interesting sour that really paired well with my poutine that had blue cheese in it and stuff.
Interesting.
It had brisket and poutine. It was brisket and blue cheese and all that kind of stuff.
Poutine.
Yeah, it was good. Disco fries, they call them. They're all their poutines. So this is their Chocolatology, a chocolate and coconut porter, 6.7% alcohol, 32 IBU. It was packaged just under a month ago, so it's a little longer than should have been, but I think it'll still be good for a stout.
So, coconut-flavored beers. I have a pro tip for any home brewers out there, or even professional brewers, commercial brewers out
careful
there.
Pouring this.
If you want to get, really nice coconut flavor in your beer, the easiest and probably the best way to do it is to use coconut water.
That makes sense.
That's a good use for coconut water because that stuff tastes disgusting.
Yeah, I didn't drink it. All right. Let's try and get this in the cup.
That's tough pouring from a growler.
The growlers are tough, but I so much prefer growlers over growlers.
Definitely.
Because one thing, the beer stays better if they do it right.
Yeah.
And also, once it's open, you've got to finish it. So none of this closing it and trying to, like, save it for later bullshit,
which never works. Read my mind.
Well, it's only half the size of a growler, so, yeah.
Yeah, it's 1 liter, or whatever that is, 32 ounces for
32 ounces. American normal growler, 64 ounces.
Or old people.
So this is super, super dark, and a nice, thick, dark, rocky, off, white, tannish head. The legs and the lacing are pretty decent.
Yeah, the lacing is nice.
Yeah, it's a nice looking beer. Damn. Okay.
A little coconut on the back of there.
I definitely poured mine a little too hard. Way too much head.
I saw that.
So the first thing I'm smelling is more like the chocolatey, malty kind of thing. And then the roasted component comes in, and then the coconut kind of melts.
I definitely get coconut on those.
Coconut's right on the back.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not super obvious. It's not right up front, but it's in there. No,
it's on the back. Mm. It's not bad at all.
It's definitely on the roastier side, not super sweet. Like, this is going to be more of a Warren beer for sure.
Oh, that is good.
But yeah, this was my favorite beer of the paddle that I had.
Yeah, this is really nice. It's fairly balanced. There is some sweetness there, but it's not sweet. It's definitely balanced.
It
finishes a little on the bitter side.
It's got the roast without being like really roasty.
Yeah, this is lovely. And then the coconut is just coming in as a nutty kind of thing.
Yeah.
Mixed with the malt and the roast near the end.
Yeah, it's not sickeningly sweet, which coconut so often is just like almost tastes artificial, just like super, super sweet. Train. Coming through.
Yeah, that's really nice for a coconut stout.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be my go-to normally, but that's really, really nice.
You would definitely have no problem crushing a pint of this at the bar.
Yeah. Yeah, that is lovely. I mean, the body's not too heavy.
No.
It's kind of a medium body, but it's still got that creamy silkiness. Yeah, this would be really nice, just chilling on a crappy day or...
A rainy day in front of a fireplace or something like that. Yeah, definitely one of those.
If I remember right, I think they do have a fireplace inside the brew pub.
Nice. Can't go wrong with that.
Right.
Especially in the shitty season.
It's nice, too, because... Nice little seating area. They looks like they have a patio, but it was a shitty cold day when I was there.
Mm-hmm.
It was also... Was that the day that it was bucketing snow, or was that the other time?
It's pretty much every time you go to Kamloops.
No, that time it wasn't snowing, I don't think. I've been there two times recently, and the one time was nuts. It was funny, though, because the only car that was available that time for rental was this huge full-size truck, four-wheel drive, and I'm like,
nice.
This is weird. I'm used to driving a compact car.
It is fun, though.
It was damn near 0 degrees. It was cold, so you're definitely sitting inside. But they have like the glass windows into the brewery. You can kind of see the window through into the kitchen, so you can see people working in the kitchen. It feels nice. It's nice.
Yeah, this is really nice. I like this a lot.
I do too.
Very easy to drink. What's the percentage on this?
6.7.
6.7. Okay, so not ridiculously high.
Like I said, I definitely. No, I wasn't a huge fan of their IPAs that they had, but when it came to the sours and the stouts and stuff, I was really interested with it. They had a gingerbread beer, I think, as well, which was nice, although it was ultra sweet, and I probably couldn't have more than about 8 ounces of it. But it was nice. It was well made. Still, it was right up on that like sweet beer side.
So they must have finished it with some kind of like gingerbread flavored syrup or something like that.
It very well could be. Yeah. I'm not sure.
It was a dark ale, the gingerbread man.
That could be it. Are you looking it up right now?
Yeah. A little gingerbread man on him. Happy like hour gingy. Just got happier. Ooh. No, this is nice, though. I'll definitely hit it up when I go up next month.
Yeah, there's
that's really good.
They're close to... they're like right two doors down from the original brew pub in Kamloops, which is Noble Pig.
Yeah.
They're a short walk to Red Collar.
Yeah.
It's just a couple blocks over and down the hill. So there's a couple breweries right in that area. I think that's considered downtown.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, Iron Road is out there comparatively, but it's really worth going checking them out. Their food program is great. They've got amazing nachos.
Mm.
Amazing nachos.
Love nachos.
Can't Noble Pig. Is Noble the Pig, is that the one in the mall?
No, Noble Pig
is... No, it was a bar before, wasn't it?
It's downtown. I think it was a bar, and then they kind of pigeonholed a brewery into it.
Yeah.
Because there was some kind of brewery or tap room or something at the mall at one point.
Really? I remember the Grasshopper Pub, which was owned by Big Rock back in the day.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Back in my...
There's been a few other breweries in Kamloops that have come and gone. There was Big Bear or Black Bear or something weird like that.
I think that was still with Big Rock. I think it had something to do with them as well. I think
they might have become one of the other breweries.
Yeah.
I'm sure it looks like
it's been weird.
I'll be going back up there. I don't know. Fun fact about Red Collar, actually, my buddy painted all the murals in the nice. Up there. Yeah,
I like that spot. The building's nice, and they got a wicked patio.
Family's great too.
Really
that
great
on
in
it.
The summer.
Yeah.
And now, isn't that the same owners as the Noble Pig?
No.
Well, I thought it was. Okay.
I think there might have been a slight connection with the people. I think he might have been like the original brewer there way back or something.
Yeah, there was some.
And then he moved into the Kootenays and helped open a brewery there and bumped around. There's also on the North Shore near the airport, there's also Bright Eye Brewing in Kamloops, which I'm hoping to hit up very soon. I haven't been there yet.
I've had a couple beers from them.
They gave me a hard time that I didn't stop by when I was there last, but I told them. I had my 2 beer max, and I had to get to the airport, so...
Well, were they out in Brocklehurst or something?
I don't know Kamloops well enough to know what the hell that even means.
It's just spread out.
Brocklehurst is on the north side of the bridge in the old neighborhood.
Probably then, yeah.
Let's see, Bright Eye Brewing. I'm going to take a quick look here. Yeah, it's just across the bridge.
Yeah, so...
Oh, just across
the bridge. The reason I didn't go there, too, is because they only do growler fills.
Yeah.
So I didn't have any growlers. Glass growlers do not fly well.
No, they don't.
They break and they leak.
Only if you put them in.
And you're not allowed.
Luggage.
You have to.
You're not allowed to bring liquids on the planes. Right?
Checked. Oh yeah, that's how these all came back.
No, but I mean growlers on the plane.
Oh yeah,
I've flown with. Or?
Oh yeah, I've flown with lots of growlers.
Yeah, I don't mean on the plane.
Yeah, I have aluminum growlers and steel growlers. And when I go back, I'm going to bring a steel growler.
Smart move.
Yeah, because they don't break, so I'm fine with that. But, like, these, like, regular bottles, bombers and all that are fine. They're designed for pressure. They're designed to be hit a little bit.
Yeah.
Growlers shatter so easy.
Oh, I know. Did one the other day.
Yeah. I had one break in a work car once, and my work car smelled like sour beer. Work boots and beer, not a good thing.
Corn chips.
On a sour note.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so on a sour note, I don't actually know if this is sour or what, but...
Probably not.
Nice segue, though.
We're going to... Exactly. My mom laughed at this because my former stepdad was Bob. Bob was buried. A red wine barrel-aged strong ale with blackberries. So this is a 10.5% alcohol, 50 IBU beer from Red Collar Brewing.
Crazy.
Get warned to open this up. I'm excited for this. They had 2 different versions. One was a hopped beer and one was a fruited beer. So I asked them which one was more popular, and she said, I prefer the hopped, but the berry one is way more popular. So I went for the berry.
Okay.
It sounded a little more interesting, too.
Sure.
It does sound interesting.
It's a little,
look at the color on that.
Yeah, it's got a really deep, like... Almost an orange or a deep amber.
I was expecting this to actually be...
it's a little on the foggy side.
I thought it'd be a bit redder.
And they got a little off-white head, but really nice rocky head that's leaving beautiful lace work. It's like a mixture of little teeny tiny bubbles and big, big bubbles.
Ooh.
It's really interesting looking.
My favorite beer they make is their quad.
So... Whoa, what an aroma.
High right? hopes
that's
for
what
a huge
that's
beer.
What I was woeing over here.
I think I'm picking up a little bit of Brett in there.
Your nose is better than mine.
Yeah, it tastes a little bit like a wild fermentation.
You get that. Unquote.
You get that fruitiness.
You get the fruity berry. Sure.
Like, yeah, you get
aroma.
The berry, but I'm almost but
not sweet.
Stone fruit as well.
Yeah,
definitely not sweet.
A little citrusy, like, but not that heavy kind of stuff.
I wouldn't say I can smell Brett per se, but it's definitely got a funk. Which
it does have a funk,
Which, as a funk, makes sense to be a Brett beer.
Wow.
Oh, Jesus.
That smells fantastic.
Tastes better.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa. Woohoo!
It's taking me in a couple directions all at the same time.
It's definitely got the berry thing. It's definitely a blackberry or even a blueberry beer. Like, it's got kind of a blueberry. It's definitely got tannins. Like it's not sweet. It's dry.
Could be berries though. Like you get that feel berry kind of vibe.
Yeah.
Like blackberry, blueberry, maybe some raspberry.
Yeah,
or
exactly.
There.
There's
actually,
definitely a tartness component coming.
Yeah,
from the
definitely
berry.
Raspberry-like because raspberries. Yep. Everyone thinks sweet, but no, they're not.
They're tart.
Yep. And they're dry. Like it's the wrong word really, but they're not sweet.
Yeah. Yeah, this definitely is dry with a tart component for sure.
I am not tasting a fucking ounce of alcohol on this myself.
No, it's very smooth.
And it's 10.5%.
We did just go from a porter, too, so let's get that palate going.
Yeah, but wow.
Like it's great.
This tastes like a session fruited beer.
Yeah, you're right.
Wow.
I just, like, rolled it around in the mouth and just
it's probably too complex for just the average like fruit beer fan. Like if you're just expecting like a fruity crappy beer,
this isn't a one note beer in any means.
But yeah, like it's got the pith. It's got lots going on.
Sure does.
Wow, it's not anything what I expected. A little bit.
Me either.
It's better.
It starts nice and creamy, and then you get the fruitiness, and then the astringency, and the bitterness, and
it's just bite starts drying my tongue out. Like,
well, it finishes with that astringency on the side of your tongue.
Yeah.
Right?
And
I think there's a little bit of Brett in there, and I think that's what's contributing to that.
Like, it's 0% what I expected. Mm-hmm. 0%, and I really like it.
I really like it too.
It's really different,
and I didn't expect it to taste this good.
Well, I was expecting it to be like
10.5, a little boozy,
a boozy sweet fruit beer, right?
Yeah, the booze is barely detectable.
This might be the dangerous.
Did you say barely detectable?
Barely.
Yeah, no, this is, wow.
This is also barrel-aged, so it's double.
Barrel-y.
Yeah, sorry, dad and, jokes. Yeah. My bad.
And we should also mention, there's definitely a wood component to this beer.
Yeah, yes, there is. It's not one of the main features, though.
No,
it's on the back for sure.
I'm not tasting any red wine. It does say it's a red wine barrel.
That could be adding to that.
You know, I just think with the berries, it might be mixing. Like, I don't know if you're going for that, but like maybe it's a Syrah or something like that. Like,
maybe that's why we're getting just random berry instead of just the blackberry. I don't want to say it wrong. Maybe that's why we're not just getting blackberry. It's kind of a blueberry and a raspberry.
Else in there. That's probably the wine component. Well,
but it doesn't taste like wine. It doesn't taste like rotten grapes.
Well, a lot of the times the wine's going to give you fruity flavors in that too, right? So. I can see that coming from the barrel and not being that detectable because there's the blackberries in it as well.
Save the grapes. Drink a beer instead.
You know what? Mm. I'm not a huge fan of weird, wild, fermented things and stuff like that, but this is so unusual and different.
It is.
And there's nothing really offensive about it in any way. So it's actually pretty damn interesting.
I think I'll still say that my favorite beer they make is their quad.
Yeah.
But this is a really, really good beer.
What's the quad coming at?
This is interesting. Oh, God. Well over 10.
I was going to go at a quad, for sure. Just curious.
It's nuts. Not too many people making quads.
No, I've had triples. I don't think I've ever had a quad before.
Oh, quads are one of my favorite types of beer. So when they're done right.
Quads, they just make your limbs stop working, I heard.
Pretty much.
You're doing it wrong if that's the case. Quitters.
No one likes a quitter.
So it's the Black Dog Quad. And it is... Come on, website open.
As this beer warms up, it's getting even better. The fruitiness is almost more forward.
I'm getting wine out the more it warms up, though.
11.69%.
Ooh-wee.
Whoa.
And that one's... this was the 2015 version, which is probably the same.
Pretty close anyways, yeah.
So around 11%. But it's just huge, like, dark fruit flavors. I actually had a bottle that I was thinking about sharing, but I drank it already.
Aww.
Hey, I saved you this one, which was...
That was damn interesting. Thank you.
It was really definitely more interesting. I don't think it's better, but it's more interesting than the quad.
Yeah.
We've all had quads, right? They're great beer.
Sometimes they're good. Sometimes they taste like medicine.
I've yet to have one, so I'm going off you guys.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah.
When it's done well. Oh,
your first quad needs to be a proper Belgian quad.
Yeah. Though. Yeah. They're clean. They're light. They're fizzy.
I love that.
And also huge.
Bougie.
Yeah.
Sold. What's the one that has like the blue label, the red label? I'm going blank here.
God. Why are you doing this to me?
All I know is whiskey in that color.
Third show in, you're trying to make me.
Yeah. No, but they've got one of the. They got a really good standard quad.
I can see their logo in my head. It starts with a C, right?
Chimay.
Thank you.
Chimay has a really good quad.
Boom.
Yeah, I prefer the blue. Right.
Yeah.
Where's Chimay from?
Belgium. Okay. Oh, yeah. No, they're actually a proper Trappist brewery, too, so it's monks making that.
They've only been making the same beer for several hundred years.
With a couple breaks for World Wars.
Mastered it, then.
I think they might have been one of the breweries, too, that had, like, their breweries, like, melted down for fucking...
Could have been, yeah.
Like, war materials, right?
Gave beer to both sides kind of thing.
No, the beer disappeared.
Well, we're taking your tanks to make tanks.
Exactly. Or ammo.
Now it's a history podcast. You're welcome.
Yeah.
I wish. Someone else write it. Let's do it.
Only if it's the history of beer.
Nah, no. One of my favorite podcasts to listen to is The Dollop, which is American history, and it's really fucking hilarious.
Oh, America's got some crazy history.
Yes, they do.
I think we Canadians have
one of my favorites. Was unfortunately, slaughter in Utah.
Yeah, the big problem with Canadian history is there's nothing funny about it. Like, our big history is usually just fucking depressing.
It's mostly American history, too, until they tow it their way.
Come on, there's a really nice piece of Canadian history where we went down and visited the White House briefly.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, but
we burned that down, didn't
we? There's a good song about that too. Fuckers. White House, burn.
Love it.
Oh.
And we'll do it again.
Well, here's to our American friends. Cheers, guys.
We still love you, just not all of you.
Yeah. We love 2/3 of you.
Yeah.
I'm not telling you which 2/3, though.
The better ones. Yeah. All right. Well, we just got to get me to finish my beer so that I can pour the next one.
You're slowing down there.
No, I poured way more than you of this.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to get rid of the glass.
Play catch up.
I don't have to drive anywhere. I don't have to take transit anymore.
There you go.
So I'm going to get a shopping cart for Warren and just push him home, guys. Just let you guys know we'll all be safe.
All right. So the next beer is the Crossing Paths Riesling Saison from Iron Roads and Harper's Trail. This is a 5% beer. The IBU is 20. Upon opening Iron Road, we began our relationship with Harper's Trail, a local winery. Oh, if we just read this, we wouldn't know. Using grapes grown by Harper's Trail, we made Crossing Pass, a wine saison hybrid. This beer is fruit forward with the hops, grape juice, and yeast playing together to top the light malt flavor.
Sounds interesting.
And it does. Love to. It's got the iron spike that you think from the railroad, which they got kind of a tie-in.
Yep.
And then it's got the horseshoe, which probably kind of goes in with Harper's Trail, which has got three horseshoes on it.
That makes Crossing Paths make sense.
Yeah, it does.
Combined logos.
Yeah.
Let's get this bottle opener ring going.
Comes in super handy.
It's been good tonight, hasn't it?
I like it a lot. Alrighty. So this isn't crystal clear. There's just a slight haze to it.
Haze, bro.
It's on the lighter end of the color scale, though. This is more of a straw or a light gold, I would say.
Carnell would approve of the look of it, probably.
And, it's got a nice rocky white head. Oh, interesting aromas.
Oh.
I'm picking up the grape in there.
You get the grape. You definitely get the grape.
I'm getting a little bit of sulfur from the yeast. So they probably used a lager yeast of some sort.
Although it's not off-putting.
No, it's just a little bit.
Because, you can think of like some shitty lagers that have that big sulfur component that is a big off-putting
thing. It doesn't smell like a used diaper.
No. I can see what you're saying when you say sulfur, but I don't think it's off-putting
at all. There's just a hint there. Very interesting.
It's definitely grapey. Not grape juice, but wine grape.
Yeah. Wine grape, Venice. Definitely white.
Venice, yeah.
There's white. A bit of an earthiness in there.
Very, very light sweetness.
And I'm getting a little bit of that spicy, like peppery kind of thing you'd get from a good Belgian saison.
Yeah.
Tastes totally different than what you smell.
Oh. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. You get a lot of... I find out it's quite grape sweetness to it.
Yeah. Definitely like a white wine grape.
Yeah. Oh. Definitely white wine grape.
Peppery spice.
You get a little tart, floral though.
Tart. It's pithy.
This is interesting.
Yeah.
The smell just throws you off, though, by the way it tastes. Because I did not expect it to be that sweet forward smelling it.
Yeah, the nose is definitely dry, and the flavor is definitely on the sweet side. But I prefer saisons that are more complex. There's a lot of saisons in the market that are just sweet with nothing else.
Yeah.
And this thing is definitely sweeter than I'm used to, but I actually like the fact that it's not just really, really dry pithy. It's got a sweet component. It's got a pith component. It's got that wine grape thing going on.
You know, my favorite saison in the last couple of years is that Strange Resemblance from
Strange
Fellas. because it had a tart component in there, and it was fairly dry.
I've had that one.
Went down so easy. It was delicious.
Yeah, that was really good.
Strange Fellows does a lot of good shit, though.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think I've had a bad beer at Strange Fellows, period.
No.
Ian is an amazing brewer.
Yep.
He's got chops, like probably some of the best chops in the industry, really. Or at least right up there, the top three kind of thing.
This is pretty good for a Saison.
It's not so Saison-y to me, though. I like the grape component to it.
It's got some pepperiness that you expect from
it
that.
It does, a little peppery, yeast. But like there's like a back like flowery notes kind of.
Yep. But
I get the grape a lot, and I like that with this Saison.
It's funny, because I absolutely fucking despise wine. But I've liked almost every wine hybrid I've had. I like notes of wine. I love wine barrel aged sours.
You're a closet wine fan.
No.
Oh, I don't know, man.
I can't get past about 2 ounces of wine before I just like
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I actually will turn down wine. I won't turn down wine beer.
I'm a seasonal wine drinker. So just Christmas. Around Christmas, you got turkey, you got ham, hey, you got your parents there serving the wine.
Nothing wrong with it.
Oh, no. The parents there? That's a Bardi wine.
I wish my parents were that.
Oh, no, you have to bring your own.
My dad doesn't even do weed anymore.
Sometimes a red wine pairs really nicely with a steak.
Man. My mom's like, I've got beer, don't worry. You don't have to bring any beer. It's like, I'm not going to drink Miller, Mom. I'll bring beer.
And then
she tries to give me the frosted glass, right?
Oh, like, okay. I got a serious question for you guys. If you guys go out and you know it's not going to be anything you like, you show up with a 4-pack or whatever you like?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Sure.
Good boys.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No.
And if I'm at a restaurant where they don't have a suitable beer, I'll order water.
I usually get Diet Coke. But
I go iced tea.
I'm a Diet Coke guy.
Well, I was impressed to go to the Keg the other night because they had Backcountry Brewing.
They actually go to the Night Galaxy
or whatever the heck it's called.
I think it's quarterly or maybe every 6 months.
They change it up,
They change. They have, I think there's two taps in
the
Keg.
They come in cans at the Keg in Maple Ridge.
Oh, yeah. Is that right?
It's canned. Yeah.
And I was amazed. I was at the VIP theater in Coquitlam. And they had Twin Sails Dat Juice in cans.
Yeah.
I was like, unfortunately, I was still sick at that time. Because I was like,
so you just had vodka and orange juice?
No, I just had pop.
It's been a couple years since I've been to that VIP. Yeah. The last time I was there, the best beer they had was Dead Frogs.
Yeah. Which was actually, they had that, wasn't it Nut Brown or something?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, which is actually not a bad beer. I like brown ales.
Yeah, but I mean, with all the beer available in the Lower Mainland, that's what you're picking?
Yeah. Well, no, actually, no. In their defense, VIP Theater actually reached out to the local breweries.
Really?
They wanted to partner with the local breweries, and the only brewery that said yes was Dead Frog.
Insane.
Yes.
Is there a good reason they don't?
Probably because it's
Tug?
Well, it's probably because it's a corporate brewery, or sorry, a corporate theater.
Yes.
And they didn't want to tie in with a corporate whatever, but unfortunately.
Weird.
Unless you go to Vancouver proper, the only theaters there are corporate theaters.
Right.
Yeah.
And if the corporate theater wants to partner with you, fucking buck up.
They're all owned by Scotiabank, so get behind that bank.
You know they're going to be selling beer. I mean, I don't know.
I don't know what the rest was.
Super close to Colossus too, so that kind of makes sense. One of the bigger theaters.
Well, back
they've had some decent beers
back when
lately.
They started. I don't think Colossus even does beer though anymore. Because they closed that pub there a long time ago. Oh, it's been closed for a long time.
No, I'm sorry about that, guys. I got a little mad one time drinking with my kid at that movie, Frozen. They wouldn't stop singing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm trying to still let it go.
Shut the fuck up, damn it! Kill your fucking kids!
So my kid had to pay for the cab ride home.
Nice.
You can only take so much Elsa, right?
Oh, man. And that Anna chick, too. Fucking gingers.
I have no idea. I've never seen it, but I've heard every song off the original movie. I've never seen it, and I fucking hate it.
Right?
My two nieces sang that for like 3 years straight.
Well, you know the second one just came out, so there you go.
Still letting it go, because I've never seen it.
Keep it going, eh?
Yeah, I don't know any lyrics to that one.
Not yet.
You're welcome.
You will.
If you want a good Disney movie, you go and see, like, Wreck-It Ralph or Ralph Breaks the Internet.
Bolt.
Bolt was good.
Super
was
Dog.
Good.
We named our dog after that, so I gotta wrap it.
My favorite scene out of Ralph Breaks the Internet is where Is it Vanellope? I think that's her
Penelope.
Name.
Penelope.
I think it's Vanellope, actually.
No, it's Penelope. Nope. Trust me. I'm a dad.
Google it. Google it.
Okay.
But when she ends up like running away from the stormtroopers, because they own that too.
Yep.
And she runs into this room, and it's all the Disney princesses.
Oh.
And like the one of them like smashes the crystal slipper, like holds it up to her.
Cinderella,
and then,
bro.
Yeah, Cinderella. That's it. Thank you. And then all of them like, do people think that a man needs to save you and this and that? And are you guys okay? Nice. Such a good scene. And then, you know, what's the one, the Irish or whatever, or Scottish movie?
Brave.
And she speaks and everyone's like, I don't know what she said either.
Gaelic.
Yeah. Okay, you fucking win. It's Vanellope. Vanellope von Schweitz.
Yes. I know my Wreck-It Ralph.
Oh, bro. You're making me feel less than a dad today.
You're welcome.
My handle ain't working. I'm still at Pit Craft Beer Dad. Follow me.
I still have no kids, and I'm keeping it that way.
Oh, yeah?
My pull-up game was weak.
All right. Well, let's pull out the last beer.
What a segue.
All right. So the last beer here is the Iron Road Brewing Black Lodge Schwarzbier.
Schwarza.
So this is a 4.6% alcohol Schwarzbier.
Use the Schwartz.
May the Schwartz be with you.
Thank you for stealing my line.
Yes. Is everyone on the ship an asshole? Yes, sir.
All right, another stout. It's very dark.
Very, very dark.
Yeah.
I do like a good German beer.
It's not a stout, it's a Schwarzbier.
Schwarza, sorry. It looks like a stout.
So bring your best German accent.
What's the difference?
999!
Use a lager yeast.
The black lager, yeah.
I just almost went Slipknot.
Do it!
666!
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Love Slipknot.
Oh, me too, man.
I'm smelling nothing but grain and chocolate.
Chocolate big time.
Malt.
Malt big time.
Oh, man.
No, I get chocolate malt big time. Yeah. Your nose is way better than mine.
So. Oh, yeah, he's a definitely. God, that's good.
Do you judge beer contests or something?
Sometimes. Yeah, sometimes.
On your off days. Yeah.
Certified.
Yeah.
You know what? I just did the mead contest recently. And
well, how was that, man?
That was really interesting because I haven't judged a lot of
it's
mead.
All honey beers and shit,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, honey wine.
Honey wine, yes.
There was only 30 entries. It was a small contest, but it was really educational, especially because there was two mead judges who actually got their certification who were there. And so it was really nice to drink the mead with them and get the feedback and try to understand, you know, the different.
Well, what's the place called, though? Is it in Langley? They have a mead brewery, right?
Yeah.
I've been there before.
Yeah, they call it a winery.
Yeah, it's right across from
meadery.
It's a meadery,
They
meadery.
Actually call it a winery.
Oh, really?
And every time they talk to you about it, they refer to it as honey wine.
Weird.
It is weird.
They got mad at me because I ate their Cadbury chocolate eggs before I was finished tasting.
Yeah, they take it very serious there. They're like a wine tasting room.
What?
Yeah.
But I'm not going there because fuck that.
I showed up with a bunch of hazy boys and girls that didn't want to pay attention. I was like, Cadbury eggs, ladies.
Yeah. Yeah.
Didn't go well.
Right. No.
Then went to a winery across the street. And
there's a cidery near there, too, that's fantastic.
I haven't been that one yet.
It's really good.
That's back to this.
Summer thing.
Definitely got some roast.
Oh,
definitely
Definitely
roasty.
Chocolatey nose.
Malty, grainy, nutty goodness. And there's a weird...
There's something back in
earthiness.
There.
Earthiness, yeah. It almost reminds me of the smell of Play-Doh.
I don't get that. I get earthy,
that
not Play-Doh.
Earthy, I know. Play-Doh's not earthy. It's salty.
Yeah. There's that weird... It's hard to explain that smell.
It's definitely...
It's hard to get the sense out sometimes.
It's definitely got a non-sweet chocolate going on.
Very on-sweet.
It's not black chocolate.
Oh,
it's chocolate. Not dark chocolate.
Mm.
It's still a milk chocolate flavor without having the sweetness.
This is fantastic.
Yeah.
It is really good.
Definitely earthy.
Yeah, you don't get that sweetness up front at all.
You don't get
it's
any
It's all background. Nutty, grainy, chocolatey, malty goodness without being sweet.
Yeah.
Finishes just slightly on the bitter side.
Yeah.
Yes, it does.
That is really nice.
It is almost like dark chocolate, like you're saying.
Yeah. Although it's dark chocolate without being fully dark chocolate. It's got some, without the sweetness. It's got a milk chocolate component, just not sweet.
I'd almost say like a Baker style chocolate in there.
Yeah.
What did you call this?
This is the...
No, it made you look it up again.
It's a Schwartz beer, but I don't remember.
It's Schwartz beer from...
That is
the Black Lodge.
That is really, really good.
And that's coming out of Iron Roads?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn, that's good. That is an excellent Schwartz beer. Nice and clean.
It is. Like, I've had some Schwartz beer. I'm not a big fan of them.
I'm a huge fan of Schwartz beer. I don't like yellow fizzy lager, but...
I've had some locally not ones I'm fans of. but this one's quite nice.
Yeah, this is well done.
I'm a big fan of black lagers in general because they're not boring.
Yeah.
And usually they're not sweet.
They're basically a thin stout.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is lovely.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They're very lovely.
It's seasonal with all this rain, that's for sure.
Mm.
Yeah, this is a nice spring or fall beer that would work well in between winter and summer.
Yeah, exactly.
100%.
That is really tasty. I could see this pairing really nicely with some foods, too, like maybe some cured meats or
brisket.
Cheeses.
Oh, yeah.
Smoked meats, for sure.
Definitely some smoked meats.
Yeah, because this would...
Proper pulled pork that's
or a
smoked.
Or smoked meat Montreal sandwich, something like that, if it was pandini drape.
There's enough of the...
sorry if you're a vegan, because I have no idea.
There's enough of the bitter component in here.
Sorry, Tariq.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, you were talking.
What's the vegetarian version of pork rinds?
Called carrots.
Oh.
Potato chips? I don't know.
I
actually don't like pork rinds.
I'm pretty sure. Pork rinds are deadly.
Oh, no.
No, seriously, you'll have a heart attack.
No, they are deadly.
I think there's enough bitterness in this that it would cut through the fat of a rich meat or something like that.
You're probably right.
I definitely did do a 24-hour sous vide bacon.
Ooh, I says pardon?
So good.
I'm drooling.
Sous vide bacon?
Yeah, so you sous vide the bacon at a low temperature for 24 hours. They recommend 48.
So
I didn't have time.
That would render most of the fat out, I'm thinking.
Yes. And then I fried it up. My wife prefers crispy bacon, so I still did it crispy. But when you fry a bacon, you get a lot of fat.
Yeah, and then it ends up being
deep-fried.
But
when I sous vide the bacon first and then did that, I had more fat sous vide out, rendered, and then I still got the same amount out when I fried it.
Really?
So it's actually a lot healthier, too.
Mm. Well,
healthy bacon.
That's only if you believe the bacon fat's not healthy.
We also eat a full pack to ourselves.
Well, the problem there is really the salt. Let's be honest.
Yeah. I do try to get low salt once in a while.
Yeah, I do that sometimes. They got the
whatever's on sale.
They got the low sodium
bacon.
Say
it's cold when you're sleeping.
Yeah.
The beauty of sous vide bacon, too, is like when you fry bacon, it usually shrinks.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sous vide bacon doesn't shrink.
Pre-shrunk.
Well, that doesn't... No, it doesn't, because it's already rendered.
Right.
It doesn't shrink.
Right. Well, in that rendering process, is it not shrinking?
No, actually, no.
No.
I was amazed. It stayed the same size.
Okay.
That was probably the best bacon I've had in a long time.
Interesting. I might have to try that.
Yeah. Maybe I'll do that one of these days. It's easy. All right, well, why don't we, what was your favorite beer of the selection here? We had the two from Iron Road, one from Red Collar, and one from Alchemy.
You know, it's tough because they were all so different, but I'm going to have to go with this Schwartz beer. I mean, this is delicious.
It is very delicious, yeah.
I'm not going to lie, the Schwartz beer was really good, but I also like...
Bob was good too, right?
No, Bob, beat it, Bob. I'm all about the Red Collar Brewing.
That was the
Bob. Buried.
Yeah, Bob.
That Bob was buried.
Oh, Bob was buried.
Shit.
So we'll get Bob.
Yeah, that was good, and it was the thing I liked about that was that it was super different and very interesting.
It had a lot of components.
Whereas the Schwartz beer is nothing challenging or different. It's a Schwartz beer, and bam, it's good.
But it was well done Schwartz beer.
Oh,
amazing. May the Schwartz be with you.
Hey, yes. May the Schwartz be with you.
Yeah. Dark helmet and all.
But there's nothing wrong with the Bob, and if you can find it, check it out because it is really interesting.
With not asking anyone, so I don't know if this is true, I think it might have been a brewery only, or at least Kamloops only beer.
Wow. Well, if you manage to get your hands on it, then you probably understand what we're talking about.
Truthfully, when it comes down to it, out of all these beers, that we've had tonight, I think all of these beers will only be found in Kamloops.
Oh, is that right?
Red Collar does release a lot of beers to Vancouver. Their quad is actually usually here.
Oh, really?
During the right season. They have, but they've been doing these barrel-aged beers that I've never seen locally. So
they never
come
out. It's just their like regular ones.
Well, their quad still comes out, which is one of their barrel-aged, or no, it's not barrel-aged something, but it's one of their special seasonals.
Yeah,
their seasonals come, but not their limited series.
Okay.
Iron Road is only in the Okanagan and Thompson Valley, if I remember right. Yep. Alchemy is only available at the tap room, wow. The Pro Pub.
Wow.
Exclusive. So. You're going to head up there. My biggest recommendation is skip the winter, drive up in the summer. It's a fucking beautiful drive up the Coquihalla in the summertime.
So you got 3 weeks.
In the summertime, I'd say take your time.
You got do 3 weeks to get up
there. Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, go up in the summer because I've driven up in...
Oh, my God.
I've driven up in April, yes. Which it should have been fine. Yes. And it was one of the scariest Dude. Drives I've ever had because I was doing... I was doing 60 going down a hill, and that's because that's as slow as I could go and keep traction.
I've had similar experiences where late spring,
yep.
I drove to Kamloops, went up the Coquihalla, no yep. problem, fucking snowed while I was there, and the Coquihalla was closed when I had to go home.
Yep.
So I ended up going home Sounds through like the Kamloops. Canyon, and it was a beautiful drive. I loved every minute of it.
Yeah. Well, the Coquihalla also is one of the corridors in British Columbia that gets the most snowfall in the province.
It's a stupid place to put a highway.
Yeah.
Stupid place to put a city.
There's a lot of cities on it.
I'm sorry.
There's a lot of cities on that highway, truthfully.
Trans-Canada?
Well, the Coquihalla goes quite a ways.
Oh, so. Yeah, yeah. But
when are you heading up next?
I'm heading up. Today is the... What is it? Let's just check here.
Second or something?
We're recording, so obviously, second. In the past. Yeah. So it's currently March 2nd. The March 2nd, and I'm headed up on March 4th. No, 5th. March 5th. I'll be up there well before this episode launches.
All right. Well, if you're listening to this, I'll be up there 2 weeks later. So follow me on Instagram, PitCraftBeerDad. Plug.
He'll do a much better job than I will.
Plus, I know locals.
That always helps.
Well, so do I.
I can't win. Well, are we going to cut this one, boys?
Yeah, so thanks for tuning in. You can find us at pacificbeerchat.com. You can find us on all the social media at Pacific Beer Chat. You can also go to patreon.com/pacificbeerchat.
Please do.
Yeah, please do. You can support us. You can support the different tiers. There's t-shirts and stickers and magnets and yada, yada, yada. And it helps us... make the show even better. So head over there. You can be just like Steve at Indie Beer Show. Cheers. Yes.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Thanks for tuning in to Pacific Beer Chat. We can be found on all podcast apps as well as at pacificbeerchat.com. If you find a podcast app we are missing on, let us know and we'll endeavor to fix that. Leave us a review on iTunes as it helps expose more people to the show. You can email us at feedback@pacificbeerchat.com. We can be found on all major social media apps at Pacific Beer Chat. Logo design was by Tim, the craft beer tourist. Audio editing done by Cam, known as Cam on Tap on Twitter. To play us out, here is a clip of the song Lothian by the band Conundrum, performed by Kevin Ems. Find them at conundrum-music.bandcamp.com. The song that plays us out is part of our intro.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.